Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your promises to those who are living in bondage, in the bondage of oppression and abuse. My precious family, I have to tell you, as an only child, I had no idea what family meant. My father left when I was only 6 months old. An only child, I led a pretty isolated life, even in school. Then I chose a career that kept me isolated as a nature photographer, always looking for the raw beauty of creation. I really never knew what it was like to have a family until I married and had 4 children. But even more recently, when I had the YouTube channel and now with the channel on Vimeo, having known all of you and having really fallen in love with almost all of you, and you're so beautiful. What a family. Now I really know what family is like. And so many times when I hear from you, I get glimpses of heaven, of the sweetness of heaven, because so many of you are so kind and sweet. You're the most wonderful people I have ever met in my entire life. You've been loyal, kind, supportive, and even honest at times as to the things that would help me grow. You're gentle, wounded healers. And above all, your sacrificial love for Jesus is a splendor to behold and an inspiration. When I took on the challenge of wanting to help these two that were so unhappy and on the verge of suicide, when I took that challenge on, I had no idea where it would take me. But something inside of me said, you have to help them. And once I latched onto it, I couldn't let go. But then, the feelings that come with caring about other people. All I knew is that they were suffering terribly and my heart was broken over their situation. There is a bit of history in my own life that parallels theirs, in the sense that my own mother kept me from the man I loved, and my life took a drastically different course than what it could have been if I'd married him. Still, when I ponder that, in the end, I have to say, God allowed it. Our first bishop had the same situation in his life as a young man. His parents and a minister lied to him about the girl he loved. As a result, he was heartbroken and ended up marrying someone else and was unhappy his whole life. After she passed away, he found the woman he had loved, who was now a widow, and they got married. How many times have we had ministry in situations like this? Well, I can think of at least 4 more people who went through the very same tragedies. And I guess that's when my heart was torn by these 2 dear souls. The young man wanted a really different kind of relationship with a wife. He wanted someone who was deep. And she's a very deep person. Another thing I could relate to. She doesn't know exactly what the Lord has for her to do, but she loves him with all her heart and she wants to serve him. Max is the same way, except both are still a little young to know the fullness of their callings. I know that right now their major calling is to love their enemies, not to allow bitterness to overtake them, and forgive as the Lord forgives us as well. Repenting for foolish choices we've hurt others with in the past. They have embraced these critical growing points as challenges they must overcome with God's grace. And I am very impressed by their deep resolve to follow the Lord. Still, my dear ones, your little mother is struggling with questions. I know as Christians, at least, in the monastic environment, which I felt most called to, isolation again, I know that we are not to have worldly attachments or strong desires for anything outside of Jesus. In other words, no soldier gets involved in civilian affairs, right? That sounds so stable and mature, doesn't it? But what do you do when your heartstrings get plucked big time and St. Pio from the great cloud of witnesses comes to you with a soul who is chained in bondage, following behind him? And the soul stretches their ironclad wrists out to you, and the saint says, free her. Wow. Well, that's exactly what happened a few mornings ago in a vision. So not only did I have a personal attachment and a real familial love, but also a commission from heaven. How does that wash with the word detachment? And I realize today in a minuscule amount how very much our Lord suffers, because there are situations like this all over the world, and even worse, child trafficking. Oh God, how do you do it? My Lord, I have come face to face with my limitations again. A wall of emotions, caring, concerning, committed to helping no matter what, even though I am a nothing with nothing to give but prayer and hope. How, dear God, do you carry this burden? And even more so, how do I carry it? Lord, please tell me, how do I serve you best in situations like this? Jesus began, "My precious little Claire, you have a foundation. Your trust in me with all your heart is your foundation. Yet you are human, are you not? So human, a heart of flesh and gold, one that aches for others. Oh, dearest, you are so much like me, yet so unequipped for such strong emotions. I have been carrying you, Claire. You've not been walking these past few days, dearest. You've been carried in my arms and on the prayers of the very special souls on this channel. Yes, I have wanted you to feel as I feel, yet not fall into despair. I wanted you to know and see even as I do, yet without collapsing. I have held you up, and you are not far from victory. My people, do not avoid emotions. Do not dodge situations that could potentially create great tides of emotion that might disrupt your day or even your life. The heart of the law is love. Without love, you are pitifully poor and destitute. Yet when you love, there is always the pain and the burden, but not to the point of collapsing you, for I do indeed take on the cause you respond to. I do indeed swing into motion with plans that are out of the realm of your possibilities. I coach you to lay down your burden in my capable hands. Yet I retain your prayers and tears as offerings to my Father, that you should all be delivered from harm's way. And you have questioned, was I in the flesh, Lord, in the beginning by taking this on? No, you were not. I intended to deliver these two, and I intended for you to go deeper with your feelings. Yet in the end analysis, even as you have done with your biological children, you must let them go once they're out of harm's way. I have arranged all of this for my glory. I have put forth these situations so that others who are oppressed and without hope can see that I do have a mighty arm waiting to deliver them if they will but completely put their trust in me. Not just blind trust, but faith in action, making moves to deliver themselves according to my counsel in their hearts. It truly is bitter for me, Claire, for there are thousands upon thousands of hopeless situations like this all around the world, and because of cultural norms, much of this sin is accepted as a valid way of life. No, it is not valid. No, you do not lock up children and belittle a child, saying no to their every hope and dream. No, you do not abuse my precious gifts to you. You do not beat them, tell them they're no good, criticize them constantly because you yourself are frustrated and unhappy. No, this is not life. This is a living hell and death. They were my gift to you, entrusted to you so they could reach full maturity in confidence, good health, and morals. Yes, you were treated this way. Does that make it right? Is that an excuse? No, it is no excuse, because I have been tugging at your conscience for years to treat them tenderly with love. But you didn't listen. You didn't try. You didn't come to me and ask for my help. You went on with your busy and productive life, not having time to take on the challenge of changing your attitude and behavior. But there is yet hope for you, as well as for them, if you will turn to me. My dearly beloved children, caught in oppressive and impossible environments, I want you to wake up to the fact that I am God, intimately involved in your heart's desires. I am a God who knows you because I formed you. There is nothing I do not know about you, but there is much you don't know about yourself. The most wretched of you are to me the sweet hope of a rosebud, ready to reveal the beauty and fragrance inside once you are in an environment where you are able to bloom. I am fully acquainted with the grief and oppression you suffer every day. I am for you, not against you. I do not represent your parents. I am unlike your parents. I am God, endlessly patient, endlessly forgiving, teaching, inspiring, and helping you to stand in who you are in me. I want you to come now and relate to me. Speak with me and ask for my help, and I will give it. There are two very critical things to this process. One must not hold anger nor bitterness against the offenders. One must know Satan hates you, and all you love he seeks to destroy. When you see this clearly, you will stop reacting in rage and anger to those who Satan is using. The other critical thing to understand and accept without complaint is that I have allowed this in your life. It may have to do with an ancient curse or the misdeeds of your parents for which you receive the curses. And those things which are ancient and passed along to generations do need to be repented for and broken by you. And then you must accept your situation, knowing there is a reason beyond your comprehension that this has been justly allowed by an all-just God. Once you have these concepts down and cling to me with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, then we can begin the redemption from your bondage. Then we can painstakingly proceed to extricate you from what has been hopeless for years. Then the beauty that you are, that I know you are, can come forth. I will bring you out of the only thing you have known your entire life, gloom and bondage. I will bring you out into the full light of day. I will water, fertilize, prune, weed the soil around you, and you shall come forth as the soul I created, a delight and a fragrance to my heart. I do not care what people have told you about yourself. They are mere men. They know not as I know. They do not know the gifts and talents I created within you. They know nothing of your inner life nor the plans I have for you. Many of them are themselves consumed in the bondage of men's opinions of them, and when they open their mouths, they speak the things that have been spoken over them for years. Lies, all of them lies, from Satan, meant to cripple and destroy the beauty I wove into your being in your mother's womb. I am calling you, my deeply oppressed ones. I am calling you into the light of day. A relationship with me, guidance from me, protection and inspiration from me. But first you must come to believe that if I can keep the earth in her orbit, so can I get you into yours. This I will do because I know you. I believe in you. I cherish you. And you have a beautiful future in me.